Hello, welcome to the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Today's topic is meta-discovery number one in our special three-part series, Reclaim Your Health Destiny, Program Your Genes for Wellness, Not Illness. I'm Deborah Keston, nutrition researcher and host of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, and I'm on a mission to give you the science-backed weight loss wisdom you need to eat less and weigh less without dieting. In each episode, I'll translate cutting-edge weight loss research into actions you can take that can make a real difference in your weight and well-being. Let's get started. Today, meet meta-discovery number one, which is about food, genes, and your health. Today's topic is the first of three meta-discoveries in my special series about the profound power of food to influence your health and well-being. Why am I calling today's topic a meta-discovery? Meta is a Greek word that means beyond in English. And today, meta also describes something that transcends its original limits. It suggests we're seeing something from a higher perspective. In this special three-part series on the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, the meta-scientific discovery I'll be telling you about today transcends and goes beyond last century's view of nutrition and health because it gives us an aerial view of the influence of food on your health instead of the more familiar and traditional micro view of nutritional science, which simply put studies food, nutrients, and other ingestible substances and their effects on the human body. Here's today's meta-discovery. The food you eat has the power to program your genes for wellness or illness. In other words, 21st century science has discovered there's a proven link between the food you eat and whether your genes express the health problem they're coded for, or whether the illness that may be coded in your genes is switched off by the food you eat so that the condition does not manifest. Wow! Here's another way to explain the food-gene-health connection and what it means to you. The food you eat sends signals or messages to your genes, which can increase or decrease your personal genetic susceptibility to wellness or illness. Your diet doesn't affect the genes you carry. That doesn't change. But diet may influence whether those genes are expressed or not. The bottom line, the food you eat can switch on or switch off the expression of ailments for which you may be at risk. And it is the quality of the food you eat, meaning either fresh whole food or processed and denatured food, often called ultra-processed food, that is the key determinant of whether I'm putting this in quotes, illness genes are switched on or off, and in turn, whether you'll experience wellness or illness. Welcome to the emerging 21st century science of nutrigenomics. In the introduction episode of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, episode one, which is about your roadmap to eating less, weighing less without dieting, I told you that my passion is to add scientifically sound wisdom to the weight loss conversation, so you're empowered to transform your relationship to food and eating, and in turn, your weight and well-being. The 21st century meta-discovery of nutrigenomics and the power of food to actually switch off the expression of an illness that may be coded in your genes is, in my opinion, a paradigm-shifting revisioning of nutritional health and healing. A reminder, I'll be telling you about two more meta-discoveries in the next two episodes, which are part of this three-part special series on meta-discoveries, diet, and your health. But for today, let's dive deeper into nutrigenomics, its amazing evolution, and of course, how you can benefit from this new nutrition specialty, which tells us this game changer, Your genes don't necessarily determine your health destiny. It is diet and the foods you eat each day that have a strong influence not only on your weight and well-being, but now we also know how you can use food to switch off the expression of health-harming genes and in this way reclaim your health destiny. Here's what we know today about the interaction between the food you eat, genes you've inherited, and your health. The first thing you need to know is that this new science about what micro and macronutrients in your food, meaning protein, carbs, fats, vitamins, minerals, fiber, and more, what these nutrients tell your genes is called nutrigenomics. Nutri means to feed, to nourish, and genomics refers to the genome in every cell of your body that houses your genes. You may also hear the terms nutrigenetics and diet-gene interaction to describe the study of food genes and health. And as we discover more about nutrigenomics today, you may also find it useful to know that humans have between 20,000 and 25,000 genes in each genome in each cell. I'll tell you more about food, diet, and genes and health in a few minutes, but first I want to highlight this. The idea that there is an interaction between the food you eat and the genes you inherit is an ancient one, going back perhaps 10,000 or 12,000 years. Here's an example of ancient food wisdom about diet and genes and what modern nutritional science can tell us about it today. Most of us are familiar with the condition lactose intolerance, a condition where people with lactose intolerance are unable to fully digest the sugar, lactose, in milk and dairy products. Because of this, they have symptoms that can include, for instance, abdominal cramps or bloating and more. The treatment is quite simple: avoid milk and dairy products with lactose, and any products and supplements that contain lactose. I'm giving you the lactose intolerance as an example because the reason some people cannot digest milk products is due to a gene they have that encodes or that instructs lactase, the enzyme that breaks down lactose. And this gene, which is called a polymorphism that alters the function of the genes, is causing the problem. And an understanding of this polymorphism appeared in Northern Europeans thousands of years ago. Of course, they didn't understand genes and polymorphisms, but they did know this, that something in dairy products caused some kind of health problems. Flash forward to today. Knowledge that a gene is linked with lactose intolerance has traveled through the centuries, so when the revolution in molecular genetics evolved in the late 20th century, scientists were poised to identify genes that interact not only with dairy, but also with other components and nutrients. By the 1980s, just 40-ish years ago, nutrigenomics was in its infancy. Actually, it kind of still is. It took the Human Genome Project of the 1990s, an international project that cost $2.7 billion that mapped and sequenced the entire DNA in the human genome so we could jumpstart the science of nutrigenomics. Now, in this century, since 2007, scientists have been discovering more and more about the relationship and interaction amongst genes, nutrition, and disease. The key players in nutrigenomics are DNA, which carries genetic information, RNA, which are molecules made of the same building blocks as DNA that perform many different functions, such as coding, decoding, and expressing genes, and number three, proteins that carry out different functions in your body, including whether a gene is activated and expressed or not. The bottom line, what you eat has both immediate and long-term effects on how major genes function. and in this way, whether they contribute to wellness or illness. Here's what this means to you. The food interacts with your genes and in turn influences your health. It's a game changer for all of us because it revolutionizes both nutritional science and its implications for what you can do to take charge of your health each time you eat. Here's what Monica Duss, an associate professor of molecular, cellular, and developmental biology at the University of Michigan, says about the powerful influence of food on our genes. Quote, depending on the type of nutrition information and the genetic controls that are activated when we eat, she says that now we know that, quote, the messages in food can influence wellness, disease risk, and even lifespan. Wow. In other words, Dr. Duss is saying that, quote, communication between food and genes may affect your health, physiology, and longevity. And she offers still more good news, quote, the effects of scientists to decipher this transmission of information, she says, could one day result in healthier and happier lives for all of us. Here are some examples you might find of interest of some exciting state-of-the-art studies about how messages your genes receive when you eat can program your genes for health and preventing disease. Here's what this means to you. Because of nutrigenomics, we now know that what you eat determines the messages your genes receive and in turn being healthier and also preventing disease. Cancer. We're all concerned about cancer and avoiding it. Researcher Tabitha M. Hardy published a study in the journal Epigenomics that identifies several different bioactive compounds in food that not only have anti-carcinogenic properties, but that also prevent cancer and that can influence and decrease the progression of existing cancers. These foods include some teas, soy food, some herbs, the spice curcumin, cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli, kale, and cauliflower, purple grapes, and garlic. Here's the food gene cancer link. Compelling research has linked the bioactive dietary compounds in these plant-based foods and beverages I just mentioned with activating genes that suppress tumors and repress, meaning switches off, cancer-related genes. Let's look at heart disease. As with the study I just told you about that links certain components in certain plant-based foods with suppressing the expression of genes coded for cancer, more and more studies are looking at the use of bioactive foods and nutraceuticals in preventing and managing heart disease. For instance, one study published in the Journal of Food Science Technology suggests that foods rich in omega-3 fatty acids, we've all heard of that, such as cold water fish like salmon and tuna and sardines, and also nuts and seeds, especially flaxseed and walnuts, and antioxidant vitamins such as vitamin C, and high fiber food found in fruits and veggies and legumes, meaning beans and peas, all of these foods may be beneficial for cardiovascular health. Here's the food gene heart disease link. Research by Kummer and team found that fish oils and naturally occurring nutraceuticals in no-fat-added plant-based diets, nutraceuticals, FYI, means a food contains health-giving qualities and therapeutic benefit. These foods not only protect against heart disease, they also play a major role in the positive regulation of genes. I interpret this to mean that key nutrients in plant-based food suppresses the expression of heart disease for which certain genes are coded. A brief personal note. I think these findings apply to me personally. Both my parents had heart disease, but I don't. And I believe this may be due in large part to the mostly plant-based diet I've been following for decades. What does this have to do with obesity and diabetes? Two more major chronic conditions with which millions struggle. From the perspective of nutrigenomics, both obesity and diabetes are the result of an imbalanced diet. Translation, lots of highly processed, high sugar, high fat, high calorie foods, which interact with genes that were once functional and adaptive and working well in an early phase of human evolution when food was real, meaning it consisted mostly of fruits and veggies and whole grains, beans and peas and nuts and seeds, with small servings of fresh animal food such as fish and poultry and occasional meat. And it was less available than food is today. In today's modern environment, when a majority of children and adults in the United States consume a diet of mostly ultra-processed foods, which I call chemical cuisine, the same formerly healthy genes that code our bodies for hormonal or metabolic processes, for instance, they become maladaptive, unhealthy, and disease-prone. In other words, the Western diet many of us eat today, plus the way many of us live now, our lifestyle, which means lots of stress for many of us, not much physical activity, inadequate sleep, social isolation and loneliness, all these lifestyle variables, especially diet, all work together to increase our genetic susceptibility to obesity and diabetes and other chronic conditions that have become the norm for millions of us. Then there's this. In addition, says Lynn Ferguson, a nutrition professor at the University of Auckland in New Zealand, and program leader of the New Zealand National Center for Research Excellence in Nutrigenomics, she says, quote, total dietary intake and the satiety value of various foods will profoundly modify the impact of certain genes. In the journal Molecular Diagnosis and Therapy, Ferguson cites studies that have linked five common genomic variants called SNPs, S-M-P-S, which is the acronym for single nucleotide polymorphism, abbreviated SNP, S-M-P, that increase obesity risk and resistance to weight reduction. Quote, these SNPs represent promising targets for future nutrigenomic studies of people at risk for obesity, she said. Here's the takeaway. State-of-the-art nutrigenomic research is suggesting that the Western diet especially is creating gene alterations that are making us genetically susceptible to a plethora of today's chronic conditions from being overweight, insulin resistance and diabetes, heart disease, and more. At the same time, nutrigenomics is a revolutionary view of food that tells us food is about more, much more than sustenance and calorie counting. We now know that the right foods are actually capable of reversing disease and preventing ailments for which we're at risk genetically, as I am with heart disease. And this emerging specialty also tells us that a nutrient-dense diet can turn on genes that can forestall aging and return the patient to health. The bottom line, there's a proven link between food and gene expression. Your diet doesn't affect which genes you carry, but it may influence how those genes function, so much so that chronic conditions may be prevented, even reversed, based on the nutrients in your food. Such a meta-discovery about food and genes suggests that Hippocrates, father of medicine, was right when he said, more than 2,500 years ago, quote, leave your drug in the chemist's post if you can heal the patient with food. So you can reap the rewards of what you're discovering today about optimal eating. I close each episode with an in-action idea for you to try. This may be a quick tip about how to implement the healing secret we just discussed, or a practical step you can take, such as ordering a downsized, lesser size of your favorite coffee concoction, or perhaps I'll suggest a self-insight exercise, an internal reflection that can lead you closer to achieving your food-related health goals. I offer an in-action exercise at the end of each episode that can contribute to your transformation from today's new normal way of eating, which leads to overeating and overweight, to whole person integrative eating, which I describe as your scientifically sound personal guide to eating less and weighing less without dieting. Consider keeping a Healing Secrets of Food Revealed journal to write about your experience with each in-action exercise. Today's in-action exercise is a self-insight reflection that invites you to consider what today's meta-discovery about food genes and health means to you. Here's today's in-action self-insight reflection. Last century's model of nutritional science told us food is fuel, the body is a machine, and that weight loss is based on a calories in, calories out fuel formula. We are also told that our genes are our destiny last century. Today's episode tells us that food health and weight is about more than counting calories, carbs, protein, and fat. Rather, food sends signals to your genes that have the potential to increase or decrease your personal genetic susceptibility to wellness or illness. What are your thoughts about this meta food gene health discovery? Is it influencing your thinking about what to eat to promote weight loss and well-being? If yes, how so? If no, why not? Thank you for joining us today. If you would like a summary of today's in-action exercise, please visit HealingSecretsPodcast.com. Then look for the yellow light bulb next to the in-action CTA. At HealingSecretsPodcast.com, you can also listen to this episode again, read the transcript, and please consider joining the Healing Secrets Podcast community, where I'm looking forward to meeting you. In the next episode of the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed, which is episode 2 of this 3-part series on meta-discoveries, I'll tell you about another 21st century discovery that broadens our vision of nutritional health and that empowers you to take charge of your health so you can reclaim your health destiny for wellness, not illness. I want to thank you for joining me today on the Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. With each show, I'll share step-by-step, science-backed insights you need to nourish all of you, body, mind, soul, and social well-being, each time you eat, so you can thrive. I'm Deborah Keston, host of The Healing Secrets of Food Revealed. Until next week, be nourished.